Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But please remember that we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And there are lots of other places on the internet where you can find us. There is a Forever 35 subreddit on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/forever35. You can visit our website, Forever 35 Podcast, where we link to everything that we mention on our show. And you can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. And there is a Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums.
All of those things are true.
What if they weren't? What if they were not? What if someone went to find those things and then we were like, surprise!
They just didn't exist. I mean, stranger things have happened.
The internet is a weird place.
It is. It really is. Anyway, Kate, Dori, how's it going?
I have some... Well, first, it's utter chaos in my house today. So if a child barges in any minute, listeners, just apologies in advance. It's just that kind of day. It's that kind of life. I'm solo parenting for the day. It's just chaos. So
it's chaos.
But I know everyone can relate.
Totally.
With or without kids, it's chaos. So anyway, my sad news, Dori, is that I received the nail concealer that I spoke about on a previous episode.
Yes.
That I was so excited about.
Yes.
This would solve all my problems. This would fix everything in my life. I put a lot of hope on this nail concealer.
You did. You're really talking it up.
I really thought it was going to change my life. You know how you sometimes put all your hopes and dreams on one product?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I received it. And it underwhelmed. Not because, I will say, it has stayed on well. I just have one coat. I've had to try it a couple times. I put on one coat. But it just looks like when you take a really sheer polish and put one coat on your nails, that's all it is. Like, nothing is concealed.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
It's fine, but like, you know, I had a very sheer kind of like whitish pearlish color on my nails at the time, and then I took it off and put this on, and there was really not much difference. Like, I don't feel like this is hiding any nail imperfections that I feel I have. So Now look, okay. Maybe that's because my nails are actually perfect and I just don't see that.
That's a reframe.
I'm trying. I'm reaching. But, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, I really like, I hope this makes my nails look amazing. And it just is a polish. It's just a polish called nail concealer.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if I would recommend this product, but I tried it. It's by a company called London Town. It is the Cure Illuminating Nail Concealer. And
I feel like they really, I have to say, I feel like they really oversold this.
Well, it said it would conceal yellowing, discoloration, and dullness by coating the nail in a sheer iridescent veil. And it has a UV filter, and it's nourishing and hydrating, and it says it creates a naturally healthy and bright look, but it really just kind of looks like if you put one coat of a sheer polish on. I truly don't. If someone has used this product and had a really great result, let me know, because I am, like, to me, it just feels like it was a bit of a misleading sell. And this is a very well-reviewed product, so I could be me.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
The other question I did want to pose, Dory, is it's kind of a mental health question. How are we dealing with the fact that we can still get sick with things like your basic cold or, of course, even the flu, and not letting it cause us to spiral? Because I had a scratchy throat yesterday, which has since gone away, but I had this scratchy throat and I was like, well, this is it. I think I have COVID. I just kind of let myself, like, how do we balance this by like trying to stay rational, stay healthy, stay safe, while knowing that like we can still get other illnesses?
Yeah, I think it's really hard. I mean, I have been going through this too. Like when it was really hot and there were all the fires, I was getting like, my throat was getting really dry.
Yeah.
And kind of scratchy. And I don't have seasonal allergies or sinus stuff. So I'm usually not affected by air quality as much, but I guess the air quality was really bad because mm-hmm. I was affected by it, but I didn't immediately make the connection and I was like, oh no, like here we go.
Yeah.
And then last week there were a couple of nights where I went to bed way too late, didn't sleep well. And then I had a headache and I was like, oh no, I have a headache. Like this is the beginning of the end. And then I like felt my own forehead and I was like, am I warm? And then, of course, like I took a couple Advil, I got better sleep the next night, and I felt great. And you know what I mean? But like, you do, at least I did immediately go to like worst case scenario. To answer your question, I don't have a great way of dealing with it yet. I mean, the only thing that I've been able to, that's like sort of helped me, is by like really thinking about like symptoms and potential cause. So when I did have the headache, even though I initially went to like, oh God, COVID symptom, I was like, okay, wait a second. You've been feeling really tired all day because you stayed up too late. You got up early. Like this is probably due to lack of sleep. And that kind of like calmed me down.
Yeah, that's
same thing with the, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that last night I was like, I've got a scratchy throat. And Anthony was like, I don't think that's like a main symptom of COVID. I was like, like, you know, my brain, like I wasn't even doing the work of thoroughly researching what could actually be a symptom of coronavirus.
Right,
I just immediately
went to
irrational panic.
Right, right, right. Well, it's also hard because I feel like every day, even now, they're coming out with like new symptoms, or someone will be like, I didn't think I had COVID because I only had a scratchy throat. And then it's like, oh no, they had COVID. But
yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's what I'm saying that to say, like, it's no surprise that you would be feeling paranoid, because I feel like this whole situation makes us paranoid because there's no answers, there's no clarity.
Yeah, it's really, it's a hard mental space to occupy right now.
Yeah. A lot of, I'm in some Facebook groups with other parents who have kids around the same age as Henry or a little older, and a lot of them have gone back to daycare. And one of the things that's tough at daycare right now is, whereas before, if your kid just had a runny nose, they would like let your kids stay. But now even a runny nose is enough to send a kid home. So it's like really disruptive, but it also is like a little paranoid making. Cause
yeah,
you're like,
yeah, totally.
You know, so I don't know. We're all just going through it, I think.
When I went to get my mammogram, they were taking everyone's temperature before entering the building, and my temperature read as 100 degrees when I first got there. And they were like, oh yeah, it's because you've been in a hot car. I was like, well then.
What?
And then, yeah. And they were having this problem with everyone coming in. It was during our last heat wave. I was in deep in the valley where it's really hot. And they were like, yes, we have this problem where people who are just coming in, their temperature will first start out really hot, and we have to wait and let them like stay here for 5 minutes and then retake their temperature.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I've never heard of that.
I had never even, yes. And it happened to me, and I was like, oh my God. And then it happened to the person coming in right behind me, and then the medical professional who was doing it was like, yeah, we have this problem a lot. So I don't know. Anyway, how are you doing over there, my friend?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I also have a question for the listeners, which is, are people going to stores and trying on clothes? Because I haven't been to a clothing store except for Target, which doesn't let you try on clothes right now, since lockdown. And it's like one of those quote unquote normal things that I didn't think I'd miss. But like, here I am missing the sensation of being in a dressing room.
Are you missing the like collecting of the clothes in a store to try on, like that feeling of like, ooh, and then you go in?
Yes, Kate. And in fact, I allowed myself to think about a sort of Dory's Hotel scenario, but with a clothing store.
I was just going to say, maybe we could do Dory's dressing room.
And you know what? It was kind of reassuring.
What did you try on in your fantasy dressing room?
Well, so here's the thing about my fantasy dressing room is that everything looks amazing on me.
Of course.
Everything is like tailor-made for me. And I don't even have to like walk around the store collecting things, because there's a salesperson who is super nice but not overbearing. Mm-hmm. And she's just bringing me things in the dressing room because she thinks they'll look good on me. And everything does. Everything just looks amazing. Bathing suit, amazing. Jeans, amazing. Shirts, great.
I want in on this dressing room.
Right? And when I come out, she's like, oh, that looks great on you. And I'm like, thank you. And she's not just saying it to like make me buy the thing. She's like actually meaning it, because I look in the mirror and I'm like, I do look great.
And is this the kind of dressing room where you don't get overheated when you try on the clothes? You don't get stuck in anything and then like have to spend 10 minutes getting your head out of a sleeve?
Of course not. And you know what else? The lighting in this dressing room is so good. It's so flattering, but not too flattering where you're like, this isn't actually what I look like. Or like one of those dressing rooms where the mirrors are tilted so you look skinnier.
This is an authentic dressing
room. This is an authentic dressing room, but you just look so good. It's also comfortable. It has like a plush armchair and you can just like sit down and relax.
Maybe there's like a little water.
Has some water, has a place to charge your phone.
A bowl of fruit, just in case you're like kind of tired. You need a little bit of a sugar pick me up after that.
Yeah, but if somehow you don't get stains on any of the clothes you're trying on.
Also, like, you don't have to hang anything up.
Totally. It just like it just gets hung up for you. And then the salesperson knocks lightly and she's like, can I bring you anything? Can I bring you like a cup of tea or even like a glass of champagne? And you're like, I would love a jasmine tea. And she's like, coming right up, because they have whatever tea you want.
It's also a restaurant.
Yes, exactly. Like, would you like also, a full meal? Like,
turkey club.
Oh, you're a vegetarian? We have fake bacon club sandwich. Great.
Yeah, no problem.
And then you have this like whole new wardrobe that you're so excited about, and you get to the register to pay, and they're like, it's on us. We just thought you were so cool that we're going to give you all these clothes for free. If you want to do a social media post about it, fine, but like truly no obligation. We just really like you.
Capitalism is meaningless. Have all these clothes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, I love that you mentioned this. I hate trying on clothes. I don't know if you actually like doing it in before times, but it's the ease and the things that we could do without question that are now gone. Like that sometimes you forget, like I have been in Target and been like, oh, I'll try this dress on. And then you wander over and it's like caution tape everywhere. And you're like, oh, right. I'm in a mask. There's a pandemic.
Totally. No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like I usually am not like the hugest fan of trying on clothes. Like it's fine, but it's been a long time since I went as like a fun recreational activity to just like go shopping and try on some clothes. And so it wasn't like, if you'd asked me at the beginning of the pandemic, like, what are some things you think you'll miss? I would not have been like going to a store and trying on a mountain of clothes. But in fact, here we are.
Well, let me ask you, would you feel if stores are open to do that, do you feel comfortable doing it right now?
I know people are doing it. Like I've seen some people on Facebook posting pictures from like a dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess it's fine. But then if it was fine, why can't you do it at Target?
Maybe Target doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, maybe it's easier at a smaller store or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like, it's also one of those things. It's like a dressing room is a very small enclosed space. Yeah. Who has been there before you? Have they cleaned it? Like aerosols? I don't know. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like, it's probably fine. But then if I actually stop to think about it, I'm like, maybe this is one of those things where I can just like hit pause, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's why I haven't gone. Because it's definitely not a necessity. So I'm just thinking like, ugh, it does sound kind of depressing to like get excited to go shopping and go to a clothing store and try on clothes and then like you don't like anything. What a downer.
That's most of my experience.
So then I'm just like, ugh, whatever. Why bother? But I just wanted to throw it out there. Just
yeah.
Take the temperature, see what people are doing.
Maybe people have thoughts. And maybe we also have like store owners who have thoughts.
Yes, totally. Like, do you want people coming in and trying stuff on? Or are you like, please stay away. We'll just send this to you through our website. So
let us know. Yeah. Make sure you get those vegetarian turkey clubs in your dressing rooms. Most importantly. All right. Well, Dori, let's regroup with a break and we will be back to hear from some listeners.
All right.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Okay, we're back. Still haven't tried on any clothes.
And I'm hungry. That made me hungry.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It sounded really good. Oh, well, we have a text message from a listener who identifies as a, quote, younger listener. They're 24. They write, I am a healthcare worker who's been working every weekday since the beginning of the pandemic and find your podcast so comforting and so relatable. Oh, thank you. I was wondering if you had some advice. I have been dating is in quotes, a guy for about 8 months. He wants to take the relationship very slowly, which I fully respect, but find myself feeling hurt very often by the amount of time it's taking him to figure out if he thinks the relationship is worth a long-term commitment or not. You feel like best friends to me, and I would love to hear you and other listeners' advice. Thank you for being a bright light in a scary time. I should mention, we aren't seeing other people, but he has yet to be comfortable using the boyfriend-girlfriend title.
Kate, I'm pretty sure you know what my advice is going to be.
Is your advice like, walk away?
Yes.
Yeah. I will say my only like flag is that this person put dating in quotes, and they've been dating this person for 8 months, which is basically the length of the this pandemic. And I don't know, like, are you seeing this person or are you just virtually in a relationship? Regardless.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like, so are they, is it possible, if that is the case, it could be possible this person is taking the relationship slowly because you aren't actually physically seeing each other.
Oh, that did not occur to me.
But let's say they are seeing each other.
Yeah. In my opinion, when you've been seeing someone for 8 months, you're not seeing other people, and the other person refuses to call you his or her significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, that to me is a pretty big red flag.
Yeah. And I would say to you, like, whether you're young or old or whoever, it doesn't make a difference. Like, your value is real. And if you, mm-hmm. what you want in a relationship is a person who wants to be committed where you are, then like walk away. This person's like, they aren't valuing you in the way that you want and deserve to be valued. So like on to the next one, as I say that?
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, You're in a situation where you find yourself feeling hurt very often. Like, it doesn't sound like the situation is making you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would have a very honest conversation with him and like essentially like give him one more chance and then it's time to go.
I echo Dory.
All right. Well,
good luck, listener.
Yeah, good luck.
And thank you also for your healthcare working in the pandemic. We appreciate.
Yeah.
Dory, we got an email from a listener that then we both forwarded to the other with like, we love it.
We did.
This resonated with both of us, I think. Would you like to do the honors?
Sure. Hi, Dory and Kate. I had to write in because there seemed to have been a lot of conversations on the pod about aging lately. Kate's forehead wrinkle concerns, multiple listeners' tired aging eye concerns, etc. And I felt compelled to reach out. I've always appreciated the narrative reframes you have provided throughout the life of Forever 35, being grateful / feeling privileged to be here and get those wrinkles and things like that. But I think there's a large part of this conversation that has only been hinted at on the pod. The whole notion of aging gracefully has always struck me as an overwhelmingly patriarchal one, a la AOC's makeup video from several weeks ago, but make it about dermatological procedures instead of makeup. I hate how secretive and shamed people who make these alterations to their appearances have been, not necessarily on the pod, but in general. The scrim of distaste over these choices is so baffling to me. There's nothing wrong with wanting to feel like your appearance is familiar, to want to recognize and feel good about the person you see in the mirror, beyond concerns about, quote, vanity. Aging is a visceral reminder of our body's actual decay. And if you don't want to be reminded of that all of the time, especially right now, I think it's very much okay and empowering to do something about it. The only moral sticky wicket I see here is the financial barrier to entry and how, unlike makeup, this kind of self-care can be prohibitively expensive for a lot of people. I will be 40 this year and have not yet had anything done, mainly for financial reasons, but I certainly plan to in this next decade of my life. I plan to talk about it too whenever I take these steps. I always appreciate your conversations on the pod, but would love to see an ease off of the kind of virtue signaling, for want of a better word, around this one particular age acceptance strategy. While gratitude for all of our years is certainly essential, hopefully the aging journey will be a long one that necessitates lots of other strategies too.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot here that really resonates with me.
Gave me a lot to think about how I mm-hmm. talk about aging and how I talk mm-hmm. about other people's choices.
Mm-hmm. Totally. The one thing that I will push back on slightly is the use of the term virtue signaling. Because mm-hmm. okay, to me, this is more about us like really trying to work this out and to reframe like some of the ways of the patterns of thinking and the ways of thinking that have been harmful, right? And so I think we needed to make that shift in mindset. And I don't see that as necessarily being virtue signaling. I see that as us like working that out in real time.
Mm. Can you, for virtue signaling, it essentially means someone trying to like throw a sign that like, this is how I feel. Like, what exactly do we mean by virtue signaling?
I think we mean saying something that indicates that the person saying it is quote unquote woke.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
And it's become kind of a derogatory term.
Yes, and I see it used, and I feel like I've used that phrase, and then I'm like, do I actually know what I'm saying when I say this?
And I think it's often also used to imply that the person saying it might not even necessarily believe what they're saying, but they feel like they need to put forth the impression that they are, again, woke.
Yeah. I mean, I do, you know, I feel like, again, I've said this so much and you and I both talked about this. Like, I really do believe aging is a privilege. And like, part of that is because I didn't get to see people in my life do it. And so I, you know, people that I care about passed away young and I always have them with me when I'm taking into consideration, like complaining about certain shit. I'm like, well, you know, I have a friend who didn't make it to 40. Like, so in the back, you know, I'm at, like, my mom died at 56, which is now becoming younger and younger the older I get. So I do really feel strongly that getting like that is like I feel great. I try to remind myself to feel grateful every day for getting to be here. But that to me is also separate from these ideas about like the visible aging and vanity and the patriarchy and how to decipher like what is something I just like I just want to look this way and how is it being affected by all these like negative systems in our world. I mean it's hard to wrap hard to kind of get my head around.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But anyway, what I hear this listener saying is like, do what you want.
Yeah, totally.
Which I appreciate. Totally. All right. Thank you, listener. We got a lot out of your email, so we appreciate you weighing in. And then we got this email, which I loved so much. This was the whole email. Burning question regarding CoQ10 serum. What exactly does Dory love about it? What skin concerns does it address? / what precise benefits does it bring about?
Okay. So I feel like it is moisturizing and smoothing.
Hmm.
It's not going to like fix your rosacea or cure your pimples, but I think it's just going to give you a kind of glow. It's going to zhuzh things up a bit.
It is. I had never heard about it until you first mentioned it, you know, right at the start of this podcast. And then now I find myself noticing it is in tons of skincare products.
Yes. It's one of those like secret magic ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah. And you first, you know, remind us and our listeners how you first came to it, because this was a story you told a while ago, but not everyone might know. It was like you were taking CoQ10 vitamins, right?
I was taking CoQ10 supplements for IVF treatments because they are, a lot of doctors think that they help with egg quality. So I was taking these supplements and I was on Amazon to buy some more. And I typed in CoQ10 in the search bar. And it said like CoQ10 supplements, but then it also suggested CoQ10 serum. And I was like, huh, what's that? And I clicked on over and I was like, huh, well, you know, if it's good for my blood cells and my heart, it'll probably be good for my skin. So I bought some. And the rest is history, Kate.
It is. It is history, Dory. And the history is that your skin looks amazing. So,
oh, thank you. That's so kind.
And a quick Google tells me that CoQ10's main benefits, thank you to birdie.com, is that it evens skin tone, reduces sun damage, and improves skin hydration. And there you go.
Okay, so basically what I said.
What you said. All right. We need to take another break.
We do.
We'll be right back. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay. We got an email, kind of a heavy email, and just a quick trigger warning for anyone sensitive to this. It is about miscarriage. All right. Hi, Kate and Dory. This is a sensitive subject, so I understand if it's not something you'd like to discuss on the pod, but you have given such thoughtful advice to listeners before that I thought I would seek out your input. This week, I had a miscarriage at 6 weeks pregnant. It was my first pregnancy, and my partner and I were lucky to conceive very quickly. I know the chances of miscarriage are high before 12 weeks, but I'm still devastated and struggling to come to terms with the loss of a much-wanted baby. To make matters worse, COVID restrictions meant my partner wasn't allowed to be with me in the hospital, and I had to go through the trauma of finding out alone. Everyone around me keeps telling me how common it is, and I've reached out to friends who have had similar experiences. Although it's helpful to hear I'm not alone, it makes me feel stupid for being so upset about something so common. We plan to try again as soon as we are able to, although I know my anxiety will be so much higher if we do conceive again. But I wondered if you or other listeners had any suggestions for self-care during this time. Well, first of all, listener, I'm so sorry. it's really hard. It's really hard anyway. And it's especially hard during a pandemic when, like you said, you had to kind of be handling this all on your own. It really sucks.
And I'm sad. I would say I've never experienced miscarriage, but something being common does not mean that it's not painful.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. Like, car accidents are common.
Yeah.
They're still really traumatic.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of things that are common and awful and so hard to go through. So please don't let that invalidate your grief and your feelings.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that I will say in terms of self-care is something that I feel like we say all the time, but the first thing is, like, truly be kind to yourself and give yourself a lot of grace and a lot of space to just process all this and allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling devastated, that's okay. Allow these feelings to happen. If you just feel like lying on the couch all day and, you know, watching Netflix rom-coms, as I've said, I wanted to do sometimes. That's okay. Do what you need to do, and it's gonna hurt. It's gonna feel bad, and like, these are human emotions, and you're human, and just give yourself that room to feel those things. So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is, like, I think a lot of people find it helpful to talk to people who have been in similar situations. There is a Facebook group called Forever 35 Miscarriage and RPL, which stands for Recurrent Pregnancy Loss, for people who have had multiple miscarriages. I am not in the group, but I know there are a lot of people who are in the group, and I think it is a very supportive and helpful place. And I think you'll find a lot of people there who have gone through the exact same thing and have some coping strategies. The second thing that I'm going to recommend is something that was suggested by a listener on Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure, my other podcast, who had just gone through a couple of miscarriages. It's called Postpartum Support International. And the website is postpartum.net. And I know it says postpartum, but it's actually for people in any stage of pregnancy or miscarriage or, you know, anything kind of related to pregnancy. And it's a telephone hotline, and they, like, match you up with someone. And you can just, like, have a conversation. And the people I know who've written in about it have said it's, like, super, super, super helpful. And finally, the last thing I would say is find a therapist who, if they don't specialize in fertility issues, at least has some familiarity with dealing with fertility related stuff. I think just, like, talking about this stuff is so, so, so helpful.
Yeah. And this is definitely a conversation we open up to anyone who's been through pregnancy loss to weigh in.
Yeah, please do weigh in.
Yeah. We're thinking of you deeply.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we do our activity of the day?
Yeah, this comes to us from a listener who left us a voicemail with a suggestion.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Kate and Dory, I have a suggestion for an activity of the day, week, whatever you want to call it. So early on in the pandemic, I started taking baths at night to relax myself, which, not revolutionary. But then I started adding ice cream. So I would eat ice cream in the bath, and it felt so luxurious and so amazing. And I looked forward to it. So I wouldn't take a bath every night. So I wouldn't have ice cream every night, but that would be, like, sort of those two activities together. And then I took a cue from Busy Phillips, who sometimes watches shows in the tub. And I started watching the morning show on my laptop. So I just put the laptop on the toilet seat, and then I can see it from the tub. You know, maybe some people aren't super comfortable bringing their technology or, you know, bringing their laptop close to the tub, but it's been, like, a really nice coupling of these three activities together. So I just wanted to share. Also wanted to let you know, I used to have you on my phone as Forever 35, but I changed it to Kate and Dory because that just feels more like I'm calling my friends.
Aww.
Thanks for all that you do. Love you, ladies. Bye.
Oh,
man. Ice cream in the bath.
Ice cream and shows while in the tub.
I mean,
let's do it. I've never eaten in the bath, so this is going to be new for me.
This sounds exciting.
Sounds, yeah. And if you get messy, you just dunk in the tub.
Totally.
All right, Dor.
All right, Kat.
Great talking to you.
Likewise. I'll see you at my dressing room.
I will bring the tea.
Can't wait.
Bye, okay. Everybody.
Bye.